emotional cues. When it comes to reading and analyzing people, this chapter is where we truly begin to delve into observations and how we can interpret them. It's where most people's conceptions of analyzing people begin. It's not to say that the previous chapters aren't extremely useful, but they are less tailored toward taking a look at someone and then coming up with a laundry list of traits, hopes, dreams, and mindsets. As always, analyzing others is hopefully intertwined with self-awareness, and that's where we begin, by looking at the individual components of emotional intelligence and how it helps us read others. Emotional genius. The best modern concept of emotional intelligence comes from psychologist Daniel Goleman. Emotional intelligence is knowing and perceiving the emotions you feel and why you feel them, then transferring that type of awareness onto others. You're able to put a label on your emotional state and find its cause and effect. By extension, emotional intelligence is being able to read other people's emotions accurately and deduce the reasons for them. When you start thinking, "Why did she say that?" and "What made him do that?" instead of immediately reacting, that's the beginning of your path to emotional intelligence. It's a matter of understanding the whole causal chain of other people's motivations and intentions and how that leads to their emotions, which leads to their behaviors. High emotional intelligence is like being able to read someone's mind. In reality, this everyday superpower is not so complex and requires resisting powerful aspects of human nature that behoove us to focus only on ourselves. Take Charlotte. Charlotte prances into the office, her steps lilting and a smile on her face. Before sitting down, she asks her coworker a question. "What do you think of my new haircut?" Derek, her coworker, doesn't care what her hair looks like whatsoever, but he likes Charlotte, and he only knows that she often worries about her looks. "It looks great," he enthuses. "The new cut really brings out your eyes."
"I thought so too," she gushes, taking her seat.
"Thanks," she smiles. Because Derek understood and cared about Charlotte's emotions, he knew she was asking for encouragement and praise rather than an apathetic dismissal. He read the situation and connected to her emotional state rather than to her simple and seemingly innocent question. His kind response bolstered her impression of his trustworthiness and kindness, raising her opinion of him. Every time you improve your emotional intelligence, you'll have more interactions like these. It's about understanding and consideration and stepping outside of your own desires and perspectives. Daniel Goleman's modern conception of emotional intelligence can be described in four major categories. They all work together to create a blueprint for understanding and reading others more effectively. Self-awareness. When we're self-aware, we know who we are, what we think, and what we feel. We know that when we get depressed, we'll get less done. We know that when we drink coffee, we tend to be peppier and more productive. We understand that when we're feeling stressed, we're less likely to have patience for other people's needs. We recognize emotion as an underlying basis for most of our actions. In short, we have a knowledge of what we feel, why we feel that way, and how our feelings will impact our behavior. Self-aware people are also able to observe the effects their emotions have on other people. Happiness and sadness alike tend to be contagious, and a self-aware person will know that their emotions impact and are impacted by their environment. Self-awareness also involves knowing our strengths and knowing weaknesses. More importantly, it helps us be willing and able to accept advice and criticism. People who aren't as aware of their real skills or value will either think they're too incompetent or incapable of learning, or that they already know everything and don't need to be taught. Neither is true of anyone, and people who fall into those traps come off as lazy or as arrogant know-it-alls, respectively. When you can admit you need help and accept the help or advice offered, you show other people that you value their opinion and respect their knowledge. Accepting helps make the people helping you feel important and needed, which is something we all appreciate. Stop thinking about your faults as bad things. They're really opportunities to make friends and learn new things.
Hello, listeners. This is Russell with Newton Media Group. How often do you experience low energy or fatigue, erectile dysfunction, low sex drive, anxiety, brain fog, or even just have a hard time making decisions? These are all symptoms of a hormonal imbalance. And here's a stat for you. 1 in 4 men over 30 have hormonal imbalances and are low in testosterone. This condition is often misdiagnosed. I'd like to introduce you to our sponsor, Let's Get Checked, a company with the mission to make professional health testing easily accessible. Their fast, affordable, and confidential at-home male hormone test kits help you take a measured approach to your health and measure your hormone levels from the comfort of your home. Even better, Let's Get Checked customers can get 20% off by using this URL, trylgc.com/NMG. That's N as in Newton, M as in media, G as in group. It's really easy. Here's how it works. Go to trylgc.com/NMG. Choose your test online and it'll be delivered to you in discreet packaging with next day delivery. Activate your test online and collect your sample one morning. Return the sample using the prepaid shipping label provided. Once your sample arrives in the lab, results will be available from your online account within 2 to 5 days. You'll get results on 5 hormonal levels: testosterone, sex hormone binding globulin, prolactin, estrogen, and your free androgen index, all without ever having to go to a doctor's office or a laboratory. I've recently experienced my own kind of brain fog and low energy. I was very interested in my hormone levels, and I can't think of a better way than was offered with Let's Get Checked. Everything needed was in the kit with step-by-step instructions. It only took 10 or 15 minutes for the whole process. This testing isn't just for men who think they're in a funk. All men should be testing their hormone levels on a regular basis. Let's Get Checked labs are CLIA approved, and all data is completely anonymized. Get 20% off at trylgc.com/NMG. That's trylgc.com/NMG. N as in Newton, M as in media, G as in group.
You can improve your self-awareness in a lot of ways. Overall, you just need to know yourself better. Professional level psychological or personality tests can give some insight, as can asking your friends to rate you on various personality traits or skills. It's also possible to watch how people respond to you when you do or say certain things and gain insight about what traits you have that contribute to their reactions. Or you can simply sit and reflect upon things you've done and ask why, and then ask why again, and then do it 3 more times. This typically allows you to cut through the defenses you've constructed around yourself and get to the heart of the matters. Anything that gives you feedback about why you feel your emotions is useful. Take a step back and pause whenever you experience a strong emotion. Close your eyes and try to trace what happened in the past hour or two that led you to feel that way. Are there any facts or experiences in the past that would explain why you feel a particular way about certain things and people in your life? What is currently casting a subconscious shadow over your mood? For example, if you're angry at 6 p.m., start thinking about what you've done since 3 p.m. You've driven home, had a snack, changed into your sweatpants, and watched a little bit of television. When you visualize your drive home, though, suddenly you remember that you were cut off by somebody and that you were beeped at incessantly. This agitated you, and you were still feeling the effects of that mood dampener hours later. This is a simplification of the process that begins to take place much more instantly. The sad reality is that most people are not in tune with their feelings. Often, we're negatively affected by the emotional impact of things that have long since been irrelevant. Most people just react automatically without realizing why and without stopping to think what is happening internally. They fall into patterns that are sometimes negative and sometimes destructive. Rather than looking inward and attempting to label your emotions based on what you might hypothesize caused them, you can also analyze how you're acting and label them that way. In the former, you're looking to the past to try to deduce a cause. In the latter, you're looking at the present to see the manifestation of emotion. In a sense, you're working backward from what you see and creating at least one theory about what caused it. Just as with other people, you can tell more about yourself by your actions than you can by what you say or what you tell yourself. Self-management. The most fundamental aspect of self-management is the ability to keep our emotions in check. When we're ecstatic because we got a date with a dreamboat, we don't let that excitement distract others in business meetings. When we're angry about being overlooked for a promotion, we don't let that impact our work relationship with our rival or our boss. We even work to stay calm, steady, and effective when situations are stressful, hostile, or dangerous. In short, it involves not letting emotions get the best of you. A lot of people attempt to do this by bottling up their emotions, but that's a bad idea because it can lead to resentment, bitterness, and even eventual explosions of hatred and rage. Our emotions help us understand what we really think about events and people. Paying attention to them can let us form rational descriptions of our concerns and joys that can let us impact our work and relationships in positive ways. Notice what you feel, examine why you feel it, and talk about it calmly with relevant parties when your head is clear. That will let you form meaningful compromises and help you gain more happiness in life. In short, express emotions in appropriate, productive ways. Don't repress them. This step is the next step in being self-aware. What do you actually do with your emotions that you've identified? Self-management also involves monitoring our thoughts and moods to manufacture a positive outlook. Some people are natural optimists, some aren't. But seeking out the opportunities and lessons in even the worst situations can produce a silver lining that allows for meaningful growth and progress. You can't let yourself be crushed by a failure. You have to push through it, learn everything it taught you by heart, and do better next time. A well-managed emotional life is used to motivate you toward your goals because you can use conscious patterns of optimistic thought to rally yourself with hope and joy, letting you continue on your journey. Everyone likes people who can encourage them to go on in the face of hardship, and developing this optimism will do exactly that. The final trait in self-management is flexibility. A lot of people become attached to doing things a certain way and balk when a better method comes along. Others are so scared of change that they presume anything new must be bad. But a self-managed person will see those impulses as unhelpful and try to learn new ways of thinking and doing things. This helps them adapt and manage their expectations and emotions better. This has been Think Like a Psychologist: How to Analyze Emotions, Read Body Language and Behavior, Understand Motivations, and Decipher Intentions. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Patrick King. Production copyright by Patrick King.